Hey everybody, it's Tim Babb, the T in Tancast. I'm going to be absent from this episode, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, you'll find out why as you listen. But, as I was editing it, I had to come on and do this little intro, because while I was editing, I happened to log on to podcastawards.com, and I looked under the category of Best Comedy Podcast 2008. Among the nominees, a little podcast called Tancast. Thank you so much. That is totally due to you who is listening to this. Thank you for nominating. A, first of all, just thank you for listening to our piece of shit podcast. B, thank you for thinking highly enough of it that you actually logged on and nominated us, and enough of you did it that we actually got nominated. We're actually one of the nominees in contention for the award. Now, we don't have any high hopes of winning, but I was texting the guys, all super excited, can't believe it, very grateful that you enjoyed it. So, and also, our good buddies over at NetVan and Netcot.com got nominated for Best Travel Podcast, so congrats to them. And Grammar Girl got nominated Best People's Choice and Best Educational Podcast. So good luck to Grammar Girl, good luck to Van, and thank you to all of you who voted to nominate us. And I don't want to tell you, it's still going to be the same shitty, vulgar podcast, but it's coming up next, so enjoy it.
I am not professional.
No one ever accused you of being professional, Andy.
Nope, but, you know, I aspire.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You're only going to be disappointed.
Oh, dude. Save it for the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
So, welcome to Nagcast.
Yes, you almost said Tancast.
I did, but there is no T today.
No.
There's a G, though.
Yep, we have a G.
It's Angcast.
No, I think that's harder to say. We got to say Nagcast.
All right.
Like
well,
Ang-D?
That would be the with the tan wives on it, wouldn't it?
You know, I told my wife that we were having Nagcast. She got very offended. She's like, I told you I'd do the show, but don't you go calling it Nagcast. She's like, that's very offensive. I said, Noah, Andy, Jeff cast? but look, we found the G-spot, and here you are.
Yes. Congratulations. You win the prize.
What is the prize?
The prize is me.
That's not a prize. That's a punishment.
So I guess we got to do this in now the alphabetical order. So, N.
Oh, hey, it's Noah. I'm in my boxers. How about that?
And I'm Andy. I'm the awesome in Nagcast.
And I'm Jeff. Again, the guest. And I'm in my pajamas, but not quite as free as Noah.
Oh yeah, free as the wind blows.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing jeans and a stained undershirt.
Mm.
Well, that's because it's later there. If it was my time here, that is there, I would be more dressed.
Well, and I also had to take my in-laws to the airport this morning. They were out visiting me and the wife and the squishy spawn of my loins.
Lovely.
And the cats, what say?
How long were they there for?
Spent a little bit over a week. So like a week and a little bit of change.
And this would be Caitlin's parents, yeah? And her brother?
Unless I've got another set of in-laws I don't know about.
See, man, I don't know. You're crazy. You're crazy.
But no, just her parents, not her brother.
Okay.
Her brother's got his own life, his own shit to do, bitches to fuck, you know.
He's too busy to deal with you.
Yeah, too busy to come see his first and only nephew.
There'll be others or something. I don't know. Can't live having more siblings, right? That's it?
Just
the brother?
Just the brother.
We better start knocking somewhere out.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, easier than you think. You put your wiener in, and out comes a baby.
So, did you mention where Tim is this week?
Here is a Muppet Newsflash!
Hey, this is Tim. While the guys are recording Tancast, I am here at Lake Mead in Las Vegas, Nevada. My wife has just finished the swimming run of the triathlon and just moved on to the biking run. And let me tell you, good thing about triathlons, there are a lot of good-looking women. Like, not just my wife, who is good-looking. Don't get it twisted. But a lot of good-looking women who come out of the water and then have to strip off their wetsuits right in front of you.
We're not going to bother paying for the strip club in Vegas now. I've already had a show. So I'm heading over to the next transition area where she goes from the bike to the running, and then, excuse me, she'll be back there for the finish line. So perhaps I'll check in with y'all again then.
He's in Las Vegas, scamming on all the hot chicks.
There you go.
Really, she's just scamming on one hot chick.
Yeah, just the one. Although I told him, he said, sent me a text message yesterday saying something about there being lots and lots of very fit people there. So I told him to have his wife bring him home a pair for Christmas.
He actually said hot to me.
I wasn't going to say hot. I was just going to say fit in case his wife was listening.
I don't think she has any disillusions that like he doesn't find other people attractive.
Yes, I'm sure she's pretty secure in what they've got going on.
She just knows he's not going to get any of that. Like, oh, you can look all you want, but ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, she knows that she is she's a couple steps hotter than what he's entitled to. So,
well, not only that, she could kick anyone's ass that
this is true.
Came along. She's like, oh, you looking at my man?
Danelle is a master of the sonic boom.
Yes, she is. Yes.
So, do we want to do our tan laugh? I think only Jeff's going to do it today.
Yeah, you guys, you know, for some reason, Tim's not here. I guess he's not here to enforce the rules. But
it all goes to pot.
Yeah. Well, you know, at one point we had ideas about we would do 10 laughs sometimes, and other times we'd do, like, funny trivia things, like pop quizzes for the other people, and other times we'd do, you know, like we're all...
Tan farts?
Well, like we're all going to hell.
Oh,
Our little game of one-upsmanship that we used to play.
Oh, yeah. It's only good, though, when it comes natural. You can't force that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so I have a couple silly jokes. I told some like this before, and they're so stupid, but they're, I don't know. I think they're funny.
Do you need interaction, like Noah and I, to say, how blank
no,
is it, or whatever?
I don't need anything like that. You guys
cool, then.
Be quiet for a second.
I'll just go ahead and space out here.
So I have two that are related. So let's see. The first one is, where do horses live?
I don't know. Where are they?
In a neighborhood.
Oh, you talked over it, Andy.
Damn it, Andy.
Way to step on the punchline.
Hey, you know what? Tim can fix that in editing. Because he's not here, but he's still our fucking editor.
I ignore what I just said. Andy did not step on the punchline.
I did. I had excellent timing. I got that. Where do they? In there, just right in that uncomfortable pause.
Yep, it was perfect.
It was like clockwork.
We rehearsed it, actually. It was, you know. Anyway, okay, so then the second one, why can't a pony sing? Because he's a little horse.
Oh.
I don't know, why can't he?
Way to go. So yeah, there's your two bad kid jokes for the week.
Excellent.
And my valiant attempt to fuck them up further.
The only work safe or kid safe part of the podcast.
Yes.
After this, it's all titties, cocks, shit, and fucking.
Probably mostly and shit.
Mostly shit.
Vulva. I don't really have any shit stories this week. Although I used to know a kid. He had some weird thing where he had worms in his shit. It's bizarre. And I saw it once. I'm like, that is disgusting.
That would be because he had worms in him.
Wait, you saw it?
Yeah, I wanted to see. And for some reason, they let us see. I don't know why.
wait, like at school or something?
No, I remember it was at someone's house.
What the hell?
I don't really...
Like, everybody gather around and look at the worms in this kid's shit.
It was disgusting.
That's really gross.
Were they all, like, white and wiggly?
I think they were a little wiggly.
Oh, man. I wonder if you can like feel that as it's coming out.
Oh, that'd be creepy. There's my lovely wife. She's so fresh and so clean.
Yeah.
And now she's leaving because she heard about the worms.
No, she didn't hear that. She just came out after the worms.
Now that she's all clean, Noah's gonna go and sully her up a little more.
Apparently my wife is getting ready to leave hearing my side of the conversation, so we've already offended at least one person.
That's excellent. It hasn't even been chopped together where you can hear all of us yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the other side of the house again, so my wife and son are safe from me. For now.
But not for long.
No.
Daddy will get hungry soon.
Yes. Hungry. Baby head smells delicious. Get barbecue. Teriyaki style.
Teriyaki style is delicious.
especially on babies.
Speaking of teriyaki style, not necessarily on babies. The wife and I went out and got some fondue the other night, and they've got a bunch of little dipping sauces for all of the different types of meats and cheeses and vegetables and whatever that you're going to be dipping in the pot. And one of the sauces was this, like, gorgonzola cream. It's supposed to be for steaks and whatever. And the other one was teriyaki, which I guess if you want to put it on the steaks or the chicken or the fish or whatever, whatever you feel like. The serving girl suggested that we mix the gorgonzola and the teriyaki and give that a shot, and it was fucking delicious.
Fucking delicious?
Fucking delicious.
Like, you actually dip your penis in it and just go, ugh.
Want to? Dude. I left the table for a little bit with a couple of those little tiny trays. And I came back with messy, delicious pants.
I'm not a fan of gorgonzola, but, I mean, I can imagine that. That sounds like it would be good if it was some other cheesy cream.
Some other stinky foot cheese.
We know the cream that Jeff liked all over his face.
Yep. I set that up just for you, Noah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what, Jeff? All you have to do is suck off an Asian guy, and there you go. It's teriyaki style, too.
Oh, man.
I thought that was cream of some young guy.
There's an old joke for you.
Yes, it is. I just finished watching Spawn of Chucky. It was bad.
Wow, which what is that, the like fifth iteration of that series?
I don't know, it's probably more than that. it was not good though. Like it was almost so bad that I was like almost like I don't really need to watch this.
I never understood those movies at all. Like it just seemed like stupid. Like, oh, it's a scary puppet. Uh-oh.
It was scary for the time.
Yes.
Although I noticed that, like, the more horror movies, like, keep coming up with sequels, the more cheesier and tongue-in-cheek they get.
Mm.
Like, the first Child's Play, I think it was meant, you know, generally supposed to be kind of scary, and then this one was kind of cheesy. Had Redman in it.
Oh. That's a mark of quality right there.
Oh, who are you telling? If it's got Redman in it, I'm in.
Didn't Redman and Methaman have, like, a TV show?
They had a movie. I don't know if they had it, if ever it went into a TV show, though.
Some movie about them going to college or some shit like that.
Yeah, it was called How High.
Yes, indeed.
Did you see that?
I did not. I kind of wanted to see it. Although, apparently, the previews don't really give away what the movie's actually about. I was listening to a podcast yesterday called Seen Unseen.
Hmm.
It's where one guy sees the movie and one guy doesn't see the movie, and the guy who doesn't see the movie bases his judgment based on like, marketing material.
Interesting.
It's kind of interesting, but they're saying How High is about they put their friend's ashes that died in a weed plant, and then they smoke the weed plant, and then they see their friend.
All right.
And that's okay. What the movie is about.
Hey, look. Huh. In 2004, he is in a TV show called Method and Red.
I knew it.
3 episodes, a pilot and 2 other episodes.
Look at that.
That was a successful run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think I haven't seen all the Chucky movies, and I certainly haven't seen any of them recently enough, but I think they went to, like, tongue-in-cheek goofy by, like, the second one.
Yeah. Well, I think Perhaps. They knew, like, it was the only way that it was going to be actually entertaining is if they...
well, we've got a doll.
Made it obvious that it's stupid.
It was creepy the first time, and then people remembered, it's a fucking doll. It should fear fire. It should fear fire and microwaves. Fire, microwaves, and, I don't know, a knife more than an inch long. It should fear scissors, because seriously, it's stitched together.
Yeah, there you go. It would lose in rock, paper, scissors if you threw out scissors.
You know, I think it would lose to paper.
I don't think you saw it, Jeff, but I sent Andy this thing about rock, paper, scissors. It was pretty funny. It basically was saying, like, how... Do you remember how it went, Andy?
I do not.
I think basically it was saying, like, how would paper beat rock? Paper can't beat anything.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on.
Paper covers rock.
Yeah, but... What
rock rips right the fuck through. There's a flaw
exactly.
in the logic there.
I don't know. It makes sense to me. You cover something up, it's defeated. It's like,
not
you know.
If you can break right through it.
Hey, you know what? The next time that a crazy axe murderer comes into my house, I'm grabbing a sheet and tossing him over that fucker.
There you go. See? Probably.
Then I win.
Like, it's like, you defeated me.
And then I get experience points. Well, plays in the background.
That was the sound when you beat
the
level in Mario.
I know what it is.
So here it is.
I couldn't actually remember the Final Fantasy when I went totally blank and went, fuck it, Mario it is.
I understand how scissors can beat paper, and I get how a rock can beat scissors, but there's no fucking way paper can beat rock. Is paper supposed to magically wrap around a rock and have it immobile? Why the hell can't paper do this to scissors? Screw scissors. Why can't paper do this with people? Why aren't sheets of college rule notebook paper constantly suffocating students as they take notes in class? I'll tell you why. Because paper can't beat anybody. When I play rock, paper, scissors, I always choose rock. Then when someone claims to have beat me with their paper, I punch them in the face with my already clenched fist and say, oh shit, I'm sorry. I thought paper would protect you, asshole.
That's good. That's really funny. Where did you find that?
On Dig.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I saw it on an article about with Kevin Rose, one of the founders of Dig. And he was saying like the best ways to get your article dug, and then he would give examples of like each item. It was like a numbered list, and that was one of them. And I was like, oh, that is fucking funny.
Yeah, that is funny.
Punch in the face, Mallory, clench fist, say, oh shit, I'm sorry, I thought paper would protect you.
I'm going to have to remember that one.
I would not suggest punching people in the face.
Hey man, it's their fault for thinking that paper would protect them.
Anyone else see any movies this weekend, or this week I should say?
Yeah, Miranda and I went and saw The Secret Life of Bees on Friday.
Oh, with Haley Joe, not Haley Joe, the other...
a female version of her, I guess. Dakota Fanning, yeah.
Yes, she's all grown up.
Yeah, she.
It's kind of weird.
It was kind of weird, actually, that she had like a kissing scene, and it's like a chick flick, but it was actually like a pretty good movie.
You're so gay.
It was.
Oh, so this isn't the creepy teenage rape movie, was it?
What? No.
No.
Okay. Good.
No, it's like a coming of age story about. It's set in the 60s, this white girl that lives with some black women. But it was based on a book, and, you know, it's one of those famous chick lit books. And, it had Queen Latifah was, like, the main black woman, and then there's Alicia Keys and Jennifer Hudson, and then Dakota Fanning, obviously. And so it was pretty good. It was well acted, and the story was, you know, it was different. It wasn't, like, your typical cheesy chick flick, so...
That's good.
Yeah, Annie was referring to, there was a movie where there's a rape scene with her, and I don't think it ever got released because there was, like, controversy over it, because, you know, it's the Dakota Fanning.
Because she was, like...
Everyone wants to see her get raped.
Because she was, like, 13 when she was in it?
Yeah.
Awful, yeah, I don't think I'd want to see that, so... I'm not too bothered by them taking it away.
That would never happen to that movie. You know what's weird is, like, it seems like War of the Worlds just came out, and she was, like, a little kid. And now she doesn't look the same anymore.
Yeah,
she's all grown
up. Sprouted.
Secret Life of Bees. I'm not going to see it.
The rape movie's called Hound Dog.
Hound Dog. Okay. Well, we were interested in seeing Max Payne, but it's getting such horrible, horrible reviews that I decided I'll just wait until it's on disc. Because
I think I'd want to see reviews from people who played and enjoyed the game, but also have. At least some sort of taste in movies.
It has been reviewed by people like that, and they didn't like it either. But
it's fuck
not
that movie.
The movie's not meant to really have anything to do with the games. Like they purposefully changed up the themes and the story and stuff. It's supposed to be.
But
different.
Why? Like why call it the same name if you're just going to change what the original was about? Like I mean I know they do it all the time.
Yeah, to get people.
But
to
I don't
watch
get it. But like. I think that's the problem that people don't like shit like that. It's like, hey, we're going to call it Max Payne, but it's going to be nothing like the game that you're used to.
I got like, five words. Super Mario Brothers the movie.
Yeah, this is not anything new. But I don't know. I mean, like, I don't see anything wrong with, messing around with the established formula or idea. I mean, if you want to, you know, go some a different direction with the basic, you know, setting and characters and stuff, that's fine.
Yeah,
But if the movie ends up sucking,
yeah,
like for different reasons, then, you know, that's a different thing.
But I think that's what part of the reason people don't like stuff like that is because, like, you know, they're used to one thing, and it's like, I think if a movie, like, if you took Max Payne and called it something else, and
it wouldn't get
it might get better reviews.
No, it's getting poor reviews for just because it's a bad movie.
But I bet you there's some people out there that goes, that's nothing like the game. This sucks.
Well, right, but I mean,
okay, but if on its own it's also shitty, then I'm
well,
sure,
right, I get that.
I'm sure that will overcome the noise of a couple of people going, eh, nothing like the game I liked. All of the people going, wow, as a movie, it sucked.
Yeah,
but
it's unfortunate too, because I mean, you know, it seems like it could have been cool. It looks cool,
yeah.
And like Mark
yeah.
Wahlberg is great, but
tell your mom I said hi.
apparently, like there was a very uncomfortable scene on Jimmy Kimmel where he was plugging this movie, and Jimmy Kimmel asked him, like, played a clip from the "Hey, goat, tell your mom I said hi" thing, and I guess Mark said something about, "Yeah, I'm going to fly to New York, and I'm going to punch that stupid guy in his huge fool nose, in his big ass nose. Then I'm going to tell your mom I said hi." And I guess the audience reacted about like you guys are reacting right now, just dead silence.
Like, what?
I'm like, oh, I gotta get a clip of that.
Have you seen that, Jeff?
No.
Oh, it's Adam Sandberg. I think that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. It's him doing a skit where Mark Wahlberg is talking to animals, but his imitation is like spot on. It's kind of funny.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, he's good. When I first saw him in the Lazy Sunday, I was impressed. but I don't watch SNL anymore, so I don't. Was this for SNL or is it his own thing?
It was SNL.
It was on SNL, but I don't watch SNL. Mm. I just saw it, like, linked somewhere, like, hey, check this out. This is funny, probably on Dig.
I've been checking out at least clips of the stuff that they've been doing, making fun of Sarah Palin lately, and I guess she was on SNL last night, but I missed it.
She was. I didn't watch it either, but you can watch the clips online.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's great about the internet.
Yep.
I don't need to watch for the whole show. I can just watch the shit I want.
Mm-hmm.
I think even on Hulu, it has a feature where you can just send somebody, like, even if the show is an hour long, you can just send a link to, like, 2 minutes of it.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, oh, that is sweet. That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Hulu needs more full episodes. they have a lot of stuff, but I don't know.
They also need better searching,
yes,
and, like, organization.
I'd agree with that
well,
as well.
Well, Gizmodo, I don't know if either one of you read that, A while ago, they did, like, a whole article about where you could watch, like, all these different shows, and it had direct links to it, mm-hmm, like, on Hulu or wherever you could watch it. It was pretty cool. I bookmarked it.
Nice.
Like, if you ever want to get rid of cable, like, this is a way you could, like, just watch your shows for free. Although, sometimes there's a delay for some shows. Like, I think House, there's, like, a 7-day delay or something.
Huh. Well,
before you can watch, like, the episode.
That's, I mean, it's not that, you know. So that doesn't seem unreasonable.
But why? I don't understand why the delay at all. Like, you know, just let people watch it right afterwards. That's what, like, most people do. Really, you know, like, maybe like a day or two, but like 7 days seems a little excessive.
Yeah, maybe.
And then that's and just because of that, I torrented the show, which is what they don't want people to do.
Oh, okay. Well, you're evil. You,
like, if you just put it online, I would have watched it the way you wanted me to.
Heroes. Andy, do you watch Heroes?
I do. We have not started watching this latest season yet.
Okay.
Stacking up on our TiVo.
Noah, you're caught up, right?
Yeah, I'm very current.
All right, let's
spoil it all
for Andy.
Should I put my headset down and walk away?
No. You need to watch it, though, Andy. I think so far it's, like, their best season.
Okay. I've been holding out high hopes, because they were, the last season just ran off in some directions. I was just like, what the fuck? You guys know what the formula is to write good shows. The formula is not show us a bunch of people that we don't give a shit about, and
well,
then try to make us give a shit about them.
They were constrained, though. I'm sure that last season would have been way better if not for the writer's strike. I mean, they had to cut everything short, so they had to wrap it up in, like, 2 episodes, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case for a lot of them.
Also, the final scene on last season where the vial gets caught, in the original, they were going to have it drop. So you can actually, like...
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You can find it online, but on the DVD that they for the third, uh-huh, was it the third season or second season that just came out? Second, they have like a kind of like clips of what kind of would have happened if they had originally gone with the original storyline.
Cool.
That didn't get cut short because of the writer's strike.
Huh.
Yeah, but that the way that it ended and the fact that they were time constrained like that, it seemed like they wasted a lot of time showing that brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and just some other shit like that. It wasn't the ending, and it wasn't kind of the rushed pace of that stuff.
You just didn't like that storyline.
Not just that storyline, but the way that they handled a lot of the episodes. Like, they went from, I don't want to say lampshading, because they weren't really making fun of the fact that it was sort of like superheroes deconstructed. But it was, they were like at least aware of the fact that superhero stories existed and kind of playing off of that. So they were like self-aware. It wasn't the everyone in this universe is a moron and these superheroes are the first superheroes ever. But then suddenly, like the second season, the dialogue seemed like way overwrought to me, like way more self-important and way more like, you know, not good comic book, but bad comic book cheesy. Go back and read some of the 70s and 80s comic books.
Yeah, I can kind of see what you're saying. I think then you'll be happy with the third season. I think it's been pretty cool.
Excellent.
Well, what about you, Noah?
I've liked it. Things are definitely getting shaken up. They're revealing a lot of stuff. Like in the first, I don't even know how many episodes there's been so far. Maybe four or five episodes so far.
Four, I think.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I think it's five with the rap, like the previously on Heroes. This happened, that happened, this happened, that happened.
You talking about their premiere party thing?
Didn't they have an episode on before the pilot that was like a... we've got something extra TiVo'd on there, and I know it's not an episode, but...
It's like a premiere party where they have, like, they're, like, hanging out at a party, and they are talking about, like, they are showing, like, past clips, but it's not, like, a strictly clip show.
Oh, well, that's going to get deleted.
It has people talking about, you know, stuff about Heroes and like how they like working on the show and stuff like that.
Yeah, if it's not a like, you know, here's a refresher for the shit that you've forgotten in the year and a half since we've been on the air.
There might be some of that within there, but it's mixed in.
If it's just like, hey, look at us, we're backstage, we got the actors, they're all stars, you're not, look at their wonderful clothing. If it's that shit, fuck that. Put that on E where I can ignore it. Don't put that on the show and, like, label it Heroes and make me TiVo it, because it's just going to get deleted. Fuck you.
And he's very angry.
Yeah.
I'm not very angry, I just...
You can just watch the last the season finale from last season.
Yeah, I'm thinking I actually may just go grab that and do that, but I was hoping if they were going to do... You know, like Lost does about once a season, where they'll have, like, voiceover
clips.
They
have to on that show, because none of it makes any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Well, if you watch it regularly, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Somewhat.
It makes yeah, perfect it sense, except for why they were experimenting on polar bears on a desert island.
I mean...
I love how they've gone back and explained all that shit. Like, Lost has been coming up with reasons for the last, like, several years for all of the weird, what the fuck stuff from the first season. It's like, what are these people doing here? Oh, they came there, and they worked there, and they were part of a hippie commune. What the fuck is a polar bear doing on the island? Oh, the hippie commune was running experiments on it on a tropical island for no apparent reason.
Well, I think there is a reason. They just haven't revealed it yet.
What are these numbers? Oh, they're highly mysterious, and by highly mysterious, I mean they're elements of a math equation we're never going to tell you that you plug them in, and it tells you when the world's going to end.
I don't watch the show, so... I don't care.
I do watch the show, and I like it. I like it better than Heroes myself.
I watch the show, and I do care, especially the last bit of the last episode of the most recent season. Noah?
It's all kind of blended together right now.
Okay.
I think... What happened? Is that where they finally
I'll just say, poof. Does that help?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was another
what the fuck?
Oh, I think I actually saw that where the whole... Oh, I don't want to...
Yeah. Yes, you're right. The whole...
If they haven't watched it yet, although I should say we do have some people overseas, so I think they get it later than we do, so maybe they haven't seen
it. Yeah, it's like I don't want to listen to them tell me about what's going to happen on the next series of Doctor Who a year before it premieres here in the States. So I will return the favor and not say shit. Because, you know what? Maybe they didn't get around to it. Maybe they're going to TiVo it. Maybe they're going to get it on DVD. Maybe they're going to Netflix it. Maybe they're going to whatever the Australian version of Netflix is. Ozflix.
I would say, though, that the hero storyline is kind of complicated as well. Like, if you're not watching it, you can get easily confused, like, with all the string theory and, like, the different timelines, how they're always changing. Yeah. Although, I would say that Lost has way more hanging, like, strings of, like, storyline that they haven't wrapped up, and, you know, who knows if they will wrap up.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, but Heroes has at least as many. But Heroes has at least as many principles in it, so.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Multiple generations of them, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean principles like do right unto others. Belvin. Do not steal.
Oh, I was thinking what Noah was thinking. There's a bunch of high school principles.
Oh, belding.
Belding, that's a good one.
Yeah.
In fact, that's I can't think of the name of any other principal character.
Yeah, as soon as he said, well, I can. Robin Wood. Or Woods.
What's that from?
Oh, somebody's ringing.
It's not me.
I don't know who that is. I ain't answered.
You getting a booty call?
Make it stop.
There, Noah?
No, I don't know who that is.
Dude, I've always wanted to booty call somebody by dialing the phone and then farting into it and hanging up. It was my booty. It called you to say hi. Actually, it called you to say brat.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
If I ever answer the phone and hear a fart, I'll know it's you, Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to put in, what is it, #67 or whatever the hell it is to disable. Unknown call. Hello. And then just the sound of click.
Wait, your ass is laughing?
No, I will laugh. I always laugh after I fart. I always amuse myself. It's always unexpected. Sometimes I think it's going to be something big and it's just... Sometimes I think it's just going to go... And it actually winds up going...
Like a helicopter?
Like a very, very big helicopter coming in for a very slow, stinky landing.
Yeah, you know, I usually laugh at farts too, and people always think I'm laughing at them, but I'm just laughing at the idea of a fart because it's funny.
You're laughing at them, Jeff, because you're a mean, mean man.
That's right. I'm a jerk.
You are a jerk.
Here is a Muppet Newsflash!
Alright, so I'm here at the transition area where Danelle has just dropped off her bike and is now running the final leg of the triathlon. And it was funny, when we got here, someone asked why I don't run triathlons with her. And when I was heading in the car from where she swam to where she drops off her bike, there's this hill that they had to bike up and I had to drive up. I got tired shifting and driving up the hill. Fuck biking up that bullshit. You will not see Tim Babb's name on any triathlon participants list in any time in the near future. I'll check in with you at the finish line, but that's all for now.
I saw two movies this last weekend. I saw Quarantine.
Oh, how was that?
I liked it. You know, it's obviously, if you see the movie, not based on a true story.
Obviously.
But I kind of like this, I don't know what it's called, but this one camera, like POV type of camera making that they're doing now. I'm sure it will get old eventually, but it's kind of interesting. Not shaky cam, but where, like, you know, it's kind of like they're breaking down the third wall and you're like part of the movie,
like Cloverfield.
Cloverfield or Blair Witch originally.
Yeah.
Maybe
where it's like
before that,
camera as character.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best way I can think of. I'm sure somebody film student-ish, probably Tim, listening to this later, yelling at us what the actual name of it is called. But
oh, he didn't know either. We actually talked about it.
Oh,
he said
okay.
Blair Witch. Although apparently it's based on a French movie, I believe. And supposedly the French, well, of course, they always think the original is better. But I think, based on what I was reading, they explained the storyline a little bit better. Like, because you don't really find out what's going on.
Okay.
Like, why this is all happening, really. You kind of get hints at it, but I guess they explain it a little bit more in the French version, which apparently you can find in 8 parts on YouTube.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It's called Bracket, REC, Bracket. Like open bracket, REC, close bracket.
Like neat. Record?
Yeah.
Do you have to know French, or did they subtitle it on the YouTube? Do you know?
I believe it is subtitled. I'm pretty sure it
excellent.
Is.
Excellent.
Because I was watching it, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, at some point when I have time, I will watch this.
Yeah. I was hoping
although,
it wasn't dubbed.
Apparently it's like... So some people say it's like a direct remake, like shot for shot. But I was like, well, how did they explain all this other storyline if it's a shot for shot? So that's why I didn't really watch it. I was like, I've seen it, like, just the beginning. It's like exactly like the beginning of the Quarantine. So I was like, well, I don't really want to watch the same movie, even though I just saw it. Huh. And then I saw Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
Oh,
how was that?
That was another one we almost saw. Yeah, how was it?
I really liked it a lot. I think Stephanie liked it a lot, too. Yeah. Although, apparently it's based on a book, and the book's supposed to be really good, but I don't know if I would like the book as much. Like, I don't, because, like, the music was a big part of it.
Right.
And kind of, like, the whole feeling and the scenes they had. I mean, I guess you do your own scenes, but I don't know. Like, I think it was better as a movie.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It'd be kind of, after I've seen the movie, hard to imagine as a book. But I thought it was really good. You know, it wasn't anything surprising as far as the love story goes. It was your typical love story.
Right.
You know, boy meets girl, blah, blah, blah. There's drama, you know, all that stuff. But it was enjoyable.
Cool. Girl's gum and, you know, falls in toilet.
Oh, dude, that gum is horrible. Oh, my God. Oh, that gum is just... You gotta see the movie. That gum will not go away.
All right, yeah.
I'd only heard gum in toilet, and I was like, done. I don't need to hear more about that. I'm sure I could make up something that's only half as awful as whatever they did.
It's got one of the guys from Knocked Up, and he was also in Tropic Thunder, the skinny guy. He had, like, a mohawk.
He's funny.
Well, yeah, he's not really that funny in this movie.
Oh,
but,
really?
No.
Oh.
I don't even know who the main girl is, but she's kind of cute. She's got some gap teeth, but, you know, what can you do?
Sericidal gap teeth, or...
Not as bad, I don't think. It's got the girl from... I think you watched the show with the animals under... No. Invasion. Has a girl from Invasion in it. Didn't you watch that show, Andy?
You know, I lost track of which ones I watched. Invasion was the one where they were cloning... Yes, Surface was the one with the animals underwater. Invasion was the one where they were, like, cloning people and replacing them, but they didn't know it. And Threshold was the one where they were fucking around with people's DNA and turning them into, like, the agents of the extraterrestrial threat. I did not watch Surface. I did watch Invasion and Threshold, and I was sad to see them both get canceled.
So it's
Invasion had the... the girl, the daughter of the nurse in there, or the doctor.
The kind of slutty jailbait one?
Yeah, exactly.
So Nora
is
played by someone named Kat Dennings.
Yeah, I don't know who that
is.
Yeah,
I mean, she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Who was she in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Somebody named Marla. I never saw the movie, so I don't know.
Oh, it's a good movie.
She's been on some TV shows, CSI and Without a Trace. She was in... Big Mama's House 2.
Oh, yeah.
Some good work. And then Charlie Bartlett, I never saw that. And The House Bunny, which I will never see.
That one sounded like it had such a potential. It could have been farcical. It could have been, you know, a really funny commentary on people's perceptions of each other and their perceptions of themselves and trying to get past it. And so
kind
it sounds
like Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe if it had anyone other than Anna Faris.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, and then it fell right into Anna Faris land.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard, because like Jeff, I've never seen that movie. But unlike both of you, for the next foreseeable future, all the movies I see will be things on HBO and Showtime, or things I get
on
the DVD.
Was there anything on HBO and Showtime?
Not with her parents here. Her parents are big, move-around, do-shit people, so there was not a lot of movie watching this week. We did get them to watch some Pushing Daisies, though. Nice. Got them to admit that it was an excellent show, and we also got to go back through a couple of, because we got it on DVD, the first season.
Oh, okay.
And we were going to re-watch the first season before we even started in on the second season, but I think it may be my favorite show on TV right now. I think it may be Battlestar Galactica, Doctor Who.
Really?
Heroes.
Well, I guess
Lost.
It is kind of science fiction-y.
I'd say fantasy more than science fiction-y.
But oh, yeah.
Just in terms of sheer enjoyment watching it. Because it's got kind of the snappy, quick dialogue and the jokes that go flying past your head if you're not paying close enough attention. Kind of like, you know, the no laugh track comedy. I'm a big fan of that. Like Arrested Development and My Name is Earl and How I Met Your Mother's not quite that way, but they still... Well, they do have the... laugh track or studio audience or whatever the hell it is, but they'll still just be tossing jokes at you with not big pauses in the middle, so they kind of make up for it. But it's got that, plus then it's got this crazy art design that's all like oversaturated and fantastic, and it's got the old narrator voice, you know, kind of the deep, very proper British, but it's like the shit that he's saying is so irreverent and like not sentimental. Like there's one line from one of the episodes where he talks about this this lady who's crying, who's thinking about how much she wants something else, or how much she would really like it if someone would finally notice her and love her back. And there's a dog that's licking her cheeks, and the narrator says, "And Digby remembered how much he likes salt." It's little lines like that where it's just pretty the nice. Whole thing seems like it should be this children's story, but it's so fucked up, and they're dealing with like awful, violent deaths in this wonderfully oversaturated, fantastic way, and it's, the whole fucking thing is funny.
So in other words, you like the show?
Yes, yeah, very much so.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yes,
is that what you're trying to tell us?
Let's
break it down.
When you're watching something that sounds like it should be The Cat in the Hat, and then the Private Eye calls somebody bitch. That's funny.
Right. Yeah, they do have some funny lines. I like Chi McBride on there. He just kind of bounces around different shows, but he's pretty funny on that show. Stephanie thinks the main guy's cute.
Is that the big dude, Emerson?
The big black guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the one that Stephanie likes?
No. Stephanie likes the main guy.
Because that would make sense.
Yes, it would.
No, actually, ironically, she likes skinny white guys.
What the hell happened?
And she got herself a fat black man.
Dorky, which means white, basically. I don't know. Apparently, to her, it's different, but you know, we all know it's the same.
Well, I think Jeff and I can both agree with her.
Yeah, we're kind of proving that stereotype. So,
quick, Jeff, let's do math. You know, for fun.
Ooh, I like math. You know what's great? Differential calculus. That is good shit.
Multivariable differential equations. Oh. I tried to remember some of my vector calculus the other day, and my head hurt after I was done.
God, dude, I'd
actually found a use for it, and then I couldn't remember it.
Oh wow, okay. I haven't done that kind of stuff in years, and I think that I was pretty good in the day, but I don't know if I actually do it anymore. I think my brain has been worse for the wear after these years.
Yeah, I was working on something, and as soon as I tossed the second integral sign up on it, and I stared at it, I just went, I'm out.
I like a calculator. I just punch in numbers, figures shit out for me.
Yeah, you know what's great? If I could actually find my calculator, I could have punched in the integral I was trying to do and gotten the answer back. Mm.
Computer. My computer has a calculator. So does my iPod.
Well, like a basic one. It doesn't have a...
Yeah, I was going to say, unless your computer has MATLAB, it wouldn't have solved this.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It does. They did add a scientific calculator to the iPod.
Not... No.
Yeah, still not enough.
Horribly, 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 horribly more complex than that.
It's got COS on it and SIN.
That's trigonometry. No help. That's what I studied in, like, ninth grade.
Yeah.
I did not take trig. But then again, I did not want to.
It's useful. It would have helped you be a better plumber. And we all know how much you like the top of your ass hanging out of your pants.
That's right. I just like the top of my ass hanging out of my pants. I don't want to do the actual plumbing.
You just want to lay pipe.
We do call him Joe now and then.
Oh, dude, I love how much like mileage that whole Joe the Plumber thing was still getting after somebody had sat down and figured out what Joe the Plumber's real situation was. Uh-huh. It wasn't that he was making $250,000. It was that he wanted to buy a business. So not that he was actually going to be seeing that much net profit, yeah. But like he was going to need a loan that big to buy it. And when they actually figured it out, they're like, oh yeah, he'll save a lot more money with Obama's tax breaks than McCain's. But like a day later, McCain's still out on the stump. And Joe the Plumber, Obama wants to take all his money. Mm-hmm. No, actually, Obama's going to give him more money than you are, douchebag.
Yeah, the whole thing
but,
is
you know, so don't let the facts get in the way.
Did you, like, see the interview with him the day after the final debate, the interview with Joe Palmer?
I saw, like, a bunch of bits of interviews.
Okay.
Like, CNN had one that was like, here's all the things that Joe the Plumber said to all these people.
It was, I mean, like, he's, you know, he's being good about it, and, like, I, you know, don't, it's more about the issues than about me.
Mm-hmm.
But then he, like, he went off on this tangent of how he's, like, not a celebrity. He's like, I'm no Matt Damon, so don't start, you know, treating me like that. I was like, dude, who the fuck accused you of being or acting like Matt Damon? Or, you know, like, all of a sudden he, like, is like, oh, I don't want everyone to be, Putting me up on this pedestal. Is like, that was a really random reference. And then he referenced Britney Spears and all this stuff. Like, it was like, what the hell are you talking about?
It was me. I was accused of this stuff.
Supposedly there was a bunch of people, like, all, like, MSNBC, you know, they got to fill 24 hours. So so CNN and, you know, Fox wanted him for their own, not only interview, but to try to squeeze whatever dogma out of him they wanted to hear. And I guess it was like there was a shitload of reporters there, and there was people like going through his garbage and people like trying to dig up stuff on his past and then reporting on it, and just this litany of news reports about, you know, who is the real Joe the Plumber? And then bloggers saying, oh, it's not his real name, he changed his name, and a bunch of other shit. I think that may be... I don't know the timeline, so maybe I'm just making excuses for the guy, and he really did just go out of the blue, hey, I'm no Matt Damon, but, you know, if Miramax is calling. But,
Andy, did you watch any of the Alfred E. Smith dinner that...
Oh, is that the one where they were invited to come and speak, and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek for...
They do, like, stand-up comedy for 15 minutes?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. I just heard some of the highlights.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch the clips, because it's really... Like, McCain and Obama both were actually really funny. They both had, like, good delivery, and it was... Their jokes were, like, well-written and stuff, and it was, like, it was pretty funny. I was surprised. Especially McCain. Like, I thought he was just gonna suck, but... He was good, so it's...
Oh, no, I've seen McCain on Daily Show for, you know, since he was running in 2000.
Well, yeah,
McCain's
but
got
I mean,
a good sense of humor.
He's still, like, pushing his message and agenda and stuff, even in that kind of context. This was just straight-up jokes, you know?
Oh, well, no, when it was between elections, so, like, you know, 2002 and 2003, and he's showing up on there, and, you know, he's not running for anything. Yeah, he was loose and funny, and, you know,
it was
kind of went at Jon Stewart, and
yeah, it was,
seemed to have a good sense of humor.
It was good stuff. I mean, you know, you have to watch it, but I couldn't do it any justice. But yeah, I'm guessing Noah, didn't catch any of it.
I did not. But that is that the one where Obama said that Hussein stands for this guy?
No, this was recent. This was just like this on Thursday or whatever.
Oh, okay. What was Obama stands for this guy? Yeah, I think it was pretty recent, whatever. Someone was telling me about
it. He was making jokes about it, but he was saying stuff, you know, like, apparently whoever I got my middle name from did not think that I'd be running for president someday, that kind of thing. But no, he had some good jokes.
Yeah, that's the same thing I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, well then.
Misquoting it. To me. It was explained to me that way. He's like, and then he also mentioned that part. I did not watch it, though, so it is hearsay.
Alrighty.
Some video game related news to politics. For some reason, people are making a big thing out of, you probably saw this, Noah, there's an Obama ad in Burnout Paradise now.
Yeah, I did not see the ad.
I saw news about that.
It's on our games, right?
I just can't believe how, like, people are getting all up in arms about it. It's like, dude, there's, like, in-game ads for all kinds of shit all the time. And all of a sudden, there's a political ad, and it's, like, news? I mean, give me a break. And then they, like, you know, there's even just if you go to Kotaku's front page right now, one of the top things is how to find the Obama ad in Burnout. So you can go, you know, it's, like, this specific, like, here's exactly where it is if you want to check it out. One of the things I thought was interesting, though, is that it's only the 360 version, and it's only if you live in certain states.
Yeah.
So if you if you live in Ohio, Florida, Iowa, Colorado, Indiana, Montana, North Carolina, New Mexico, Nevada, or Wisconsin, then you'll see the ad. Otherwise, you won't. So it's like he's really specifically targeting voters that he wants. I think it's smart. Like, I think that you should commend him for it. So I don't.
Now, is this the first time that they use contextual ads, like, based on where you live? Like, I don't think I've heard of that before.
And that's not the first time.
For video games.
They do that.
Oh, okay.
They do region-specific advertising in games already.
Oh, okay.
But I live in Georgia, and I don't have a 360, and I wouldn't play that game if I did.
So you're ever seeing it.
How do I see that ad?
You not play Paradise? Burnout Paradise?
No, I'm actually being silly with that. I loved the previous Burnout game, so
that's why I was like, "What?"
I needed it for the joke, fucktard.
Although, I don't know if you like the crash mode. It's interesting, but it's not the same.
Yeah, that disappoints me because, I mean, Caitlin refers to that game as Crash. She doesn't call it Burnout. She calls it. She knows it's Burnout, but she calls it Crash, and she does so on purpose because she is explaining exactly what she wants to do with the game, which is
although I will
crash
say,
into things.
I didn't like the idea of it first, but once you start rolling your car down the freeway, it kind of becomes fun.
Yeah, I think the Showtime mode is pretty cool, and it's, I mean, if you want, you know, the classic Burnout Crash mode, go play the other ones. It's not like...
Well, thank you, sir, I think I shall.
I think it's kind of like, you know, I've played those. I want them to come up with new Crash modes based on
the same... That's what they did. They made a new Crash mode.
But no, based on the same way they used to do it. I mean, that's how I felt. It's like, hey, I want to see new stages, but I want to be the same old Crash mode.
Yeah, like with a quick reset and, you know, consistent placement of everything where you can, like, try to dial it in. And there's something to be said for that.
I'm going to be busy for a second because Miranda just made these really awesome pumpkin brownies. So, yeah. I have to eat this now.
I was like, where did Jeff go? He sounds like he ran away. And he ran so far away.
And he stuffed his head with shit taken out of a large squash.
So, Jeff.
What?
I have some Soul Calibur questions for you.
Oh, great.
By the way, Noah, my wife is very amused by the fact that Soul Calibur is your Fable.
Oh, yes. She's playing right now, in fact. She's played more than I have, I'm sure.
Yep, that sounds familiar.
What was I going to... Okay, so... I have. Can you unlock achievements if you're just playing in versus mode, like for stuff where you have to do critical finishes?
It depends on the achievement. Some of them you can. Some
okay.
Not.
So even if it's something that you can do in versus mode, it may not unlock it.
Because far as like offline versus is concerned, because you could basically cheat and just set it up so you know you're just playing against yourself or whatever.
Right.
You can do it, get any achievement in the online versus since it's harder to contrive that situation, but...
Well, for some people.
Right. Unless you're like me and you work at a game company. But no, a lot of the ones that it's like that, you can't get in just the regular offline versus. So you have
okay.
to do it in single player.
And then, do you know the criteria for breaking armor? Like, I haven't figured out yet. Like, sometimes I'll hit somebody once and the armor will just break, and sometimes I'll beat on them and then the armor will break. And I'm like, when does the armor break?
It depends on the attack that you do. Different attacks do different armor damage. So some attacks are really strong and break armor in just one or two hits, and some don't.
Okay.
No.
That was it. I was curious.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't test that game. Everything I know about it is just based on what I've had to learn. So I don't know the ins and outs of it nearly as well as I would for a game that I tested. But, I've had to learn some, you know, answers to questions just like this. I've actually had questions like that from customers.
I'm a customer.
Yep. Thank you for visiting customer support. How may I help you? Oh, shoot. Tim, you have to edit out the name.
I was just listening to it happen. I'm like, that's what it's like when someone else does it.
Whoopsie.
So hang on, let's all do a pacock. Tim can put that in.
My mouth is full, so I can't do it.
Oh, full of cock.
Yeah, exactly.
Full of pumpkin cock.
Yeah, I'm, that doesn't work.
So, we actually, I need to wrap this up. Me and Stephanie are going to go look at a place to rent today. Yeah. We looked at a couple places. We found a place that we both kind of like yesterday, but, you know, it's still on the pricey side. But that you do get 6 weeks. They have like a get 6 weeks free.
Oh, nice.
It's not. I think it's slightly bigger. Is it bigger than our place right now? Okay.
Is this in Castro Valley?
No, we're moving. This place is in Fremont.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you'll be closer. All right.
Yeah, I'll be a little bit closer, and then I'll be closer to the bus I take, so I won't have to get up as early, which mm-hmm. I like a lot. Steffi says they pay more if you're subbing in Fremont, $200 a day as opposed to $115, so
yep.
quite a bit.
Yeah, that's significant.
Well,
yeah. So now we just gotta find a place we want.
Yep.
Good luck.
Thank you. You know what?
Excellent. So on those notes, I think we will sign off. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for bearing with Noah burping and also getting his Tekken questions answered.
Wait.
And me ranting and raving about...
Soul Calibur 4. Those counties.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I thought of Tekken because I just read that they're going to sell people unlockables to get the other two. Oh, no. Maybe that is Soul Calibur. It is Soul Calibur. Well,
in Japan, I think, they're releasing Darth Vader and Yoda for the different systems, but you have to pay for them.
Yeah. That's just kind of fucked up to me.
It is.
I would agree. I was like, really? Really? I was excited about the possibility of Darth Vader coming. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to pay $4 or $5 to play Darth Vader. I think I talked both of you about this, about how downloadable content, it's just like, there's nothing you can ever do with it. I mean, I guess with one character, it doesn't really matter. If you wanted to sell the game, you could still sell the game. You just wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't sell with that character.
Yeah.
But if something ever happened, you might lose your... content. I don't know how that works. Maybe they have a way that you can re-get your content. I'm sure Jeff knows.
Yeah, you can re-download your stuff at any time if you accidentally delete it. They keep records of everything that you've downloaded.
But what about in the future? Like, I mean, are they ever going to take those? Like, who handles like the extra characters? Like, is on server? Is on server? Like,
what is this?
Oh, sorry. See, you already said it. Now I thought it was free reign.
It doesn't matter. I mean, we've been talking about Soul Calibur 4, and, like, I mean, you have to be an idiot not to figure it out.
But yeah, I mean, whose server is it on, and, like, will they ever shut those servers down? That, you know.
It's Microsoft, okay. So, like, they'll always have that stuff available.
Yeah, except for the MSN Music Store.
Well,
they took
I mean,
that
if,
shit
like,
down.
A service is defunct, that's a different story. But, I mean, Xbox Live, it's... here to stay.
Yeah, until Sony beats them, or Nintendo beats them, or IBM buys them, or Bill Gates gets tired of making games. Anyway. I'm just saying, don't say forever unless that shit's like carved,
well, yeah, I mean,
carved on the side of the Great Pyramid at Giza.
I think for practical purposes, though, it's you should feel confident that you're.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at Yahoo, Walmart, and Microsoft all taking their DRM servers for their old music stores offline, and I'm not going to say for all practical purposes for that.
Well, you know what's funny about that? People were having big concerns about the Spore DRM, and EA assured everyone that if at some point the DRM server is taken offline. That game, they'll just disable the DRM requirement for the game, so it won't matter anymore.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Walmart, I think, actually backpedaled and said, we're not going to do it yet.
Yeah, but what's the last word of that sentence?
Yet, but you know what? They told everyone how to defeat it. Burn it to a CD, copy it back to your computer. Done.
And then you're left with a free and easy, slightly shittier copy.
Would it really be that much shittier? I thought it was digital, so it was exact.
No, it's you're taking a lossy format, burning that out to a lossless format, and then re-encoding it to a lossy format, which means reinterpreting the output into
So you have to rip it. You can't just burn the MP3 file to a CD.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's you're doing it out to CD audio, which is digital yet completely unencumbered, and then ripping that CD audio back to MP3 or whatever.
These days, though, I mean, most people can't really tell the difference.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. It's like, well, here's your workaround. Eat a shit sandwich. not here's your workaround. We'll hand you unencumbered copies of the files that you bought from us. Not here's your workaround. Oh, we're sorry. We'll maintain those servers. It's here's your workaround. Do a bunch of work to get a shittier copy of what you paid for.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yep. On that note...
not shop there. I've never bought DRM encumbered music. That's why.
Don't shop at Walmart. Everyone hates it. Have a good week.
All right, well, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, no problem.
No problem, Jeff.
Pleasure.
You're way better at this than me. I'm sure your audio's not going to be all fucked up this week.
Hey, don't say anything yet.
Oh, knock wood. There.
Yeah.
All right. Adios, motherfuckers.
Adios.
Have a good week.
All right. Yes.
Here is a Muppet News Flash.
I'm here with Danelle. She just finished running the Pumpkin Man. She kicked ass and took names. How do you feel?
Good, thank you.
Anything to say to your fans?
Thank you for your unyielding support.
There you have it. She kicks all the ass.